Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, hour number two of a rip-roaring Tuesday morning. Tuesday, July the 11th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour, 72 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. Now, I do have a little update for you. As many of you know this morning, before the program, I went out and had a little phlebotomy work done, blood draw done, and they gave me... You know, the little cotton ball and the green tape that goes around to make sure you don't bleed to death. And she said, well, you need to keep that on for 15 minutes. So, well, this was done like at 7:50 this morning. So I thought during the break there, take this off. So if I pass out at the microphone here at any time or keel over, you will know I'm probably bleeding to death. But I don't see anything coming out of there right now. So apparently puncture from this morning has healed. All right, 740-751-4038. A lot of conversation in hour number one. Tobias Road, we learned yesterday, is where the marijuana cultivating area will be. Now, that will supply the dispensary here in town and probably other dispensaries as well. But we're looking for answers. What's going on out on 309? Where the depot is and the old River Valley High School, and what's going on where Silver Line Windows and Anderson Windows is. Or same place, I guess. I think it's called Anderson Windows now. But what's going on out there? 740-751-4038. Those are the questions. 740-751-4038. And also the question came up again this morning about the Red Rooster out on Prospect Street, Route 4. We don't know if it's ever been open. We don't know if it's a catering business. We really don't know anything about that place. We just know it's been there for quite a while. And if anybody has any information on any of these things, the 309 project, the Anderson Windows project, or the Red Rooster project, give us a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Also in hour number one, we talked about the episode of My Hometown Horrors with Miranda Hundley. It's out there now on the Gypsy Queen. So if you have anything to contribute to the Gypsy Queen conversation, give me a buzz here. All right. Well, here comes a phone call. Maybe somebody knows something about something. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, is that facility naturally, I believe it would be in Marion County for the growing of the marijuana. Is that a boundary of Marion County?
I would believe so, out on Tobias Road.
I don't know the boundaries anymore. They're changing the city boundaries and everything. I don't know those anymore, but used to know them. They used to have signs up and you could really tell. But I'm an outlaw. When the sheriff used to go over across the boundary, they couldn't come after you. Then they'd just wave goodbye at you at the Rio Grande or stuff like that, you know, boundaries.
Get over county lines.
Yeah, a county line guy. But, yeah, the marijuana thing, it's be sandwiched between, I heard, that Marion and Wyandotte County. Is that correct?
That could be, because I can't imagine it would all be used to fill the dispensary in Marion. I don't think they would need that much.
So it'd be sandwiched in between there, and then naturally when you have demand and supply and demand, well, it'd go to either one of them, and they have to grow that year-round. That isn't a seasonal crop, but in different states of the United States, it can be seasonal and be transported. I can understand that. But, well, that's one good thing. And how about this stuff out around the airport? That's all Marion. Is that land where these new industries go in, like Kellogg's Parkway and stuff like that? Is that window thing? And I don't know the names because I don't hear them, and I've never went out to see them that I can recall. Maybe I was out there once about Silver Line. Isn't that a window company?
Yeah, that's where that all is. I think it was once called Silver Line. I think it's called Anderson Windows now. That area out there by the airport.
So we, as a county and a city, own that property and industry coming into Marion that a lot of us don't really know about. We hear the name, but it's come into Marion in those outskirts area, which it isn't like downtown and stuff like that, what they like to have stuff come in, factories and stuff, you know. But is that correct? Is that Marion-owned land and stuff that we're getting money from that for the county and for the city? Is that right?
Well, that out there by Anderson Windows, that would be the county, so I don't think the city would see any of that, but the county would.
Yeah, and is the airport's in the county also, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so the work that's going on here, it comes from, yeah. Okay, I got that pretty well straightened out, so that's about all I have to ask. I just wanted some clarification on some of those names and stuff. Tobias. Now, that word is another word, Scott. You got to help me on that. I've heard of that word, but they name stuff after something. What does the word Tobias mean?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it has any meaning behind it.
I've heard that word, but maybe it's just in the industry. I've heard it do that, but I had no clue where Tobias area is. But it's out by the airport then, right?
Now, Tobias Road, I'm not sure if that's close to the airport. You know, because it runs in a weird direction. Let me take a look here. Yeah.
I don't know where it is then. If it,
it's where all the marijuana is now. That's how we refer to it.
You can put we're interested in that. That'd go back to that pot thing you had on your porch.
Man.
You know, that kind of drives fast. That's good in one respect. But if they couldn't grow pot in the pot, why, this other industry took over. That's why you got the pot back.
And so. That's exactly right.
Have a good day.
Hey, thanks. Yes, the pot did return. Now, Tobias Road is out by Morrill Kirkpatrick Road. So that's where that is, Tobias Road 190. Is where that is. So that's where Tobias Road is. Lemke Storage is out there and some other things in that area. So that's where Tobias Road is. Now, if anybody has anything to add to this conversation, feel free. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Try and figure out what is going on out on Poline Road by the airport there in Anderson Windows, and what is going on 309 out by the old River Valley Schools and depot. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And if you were listening to the show yesterday, you heard that the flower pot story just continues. You know, by the way, I was talking in hour number one about people posting things on social media, thanking other people and, oh, I love you and isn't this all great and blah, 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 which I don't understand. Nothing wrong. But if you want to do it, go ahead. You know, nothing wrong. As long as it doesn't step on my toes, what do I care? But see, that's what other people post on Facebook. I'll tell you what I post on social media. I post stories about flower pots because the flower pot thing has become my mystery. And I think it'll be right up there with the murder of President Harding and the gypsy queen and the dog collar and the whole thing by the time this is all over. Because I'll give you the short version of it. I had an empty pot that sat on flower pot that sat on my, I'm not on Tobias Road. I had an empty flower pot that sat on my porch for a year with nothing in it, just soil, and sometime in mid-June, I realized that this was stolen, it was apprehended, it was gone, and I thought, well, why would anybody want that thing? And then on July the 7th, last Friday, it was returned full of beautiful flowers. yellows and oranges and things like that. Now, that's what I put on Facebook, the story of a flower pot, which is what I call it. And I like, in a way, that it's kind of a mystery. I like that nobody's really taking credit for it. I like that it's just one of those, it's a little mystery of my own. So I don't post anything on Facebook thanking anybody, but I certainly do post things about flower pots, to be sure. Now, let's see here. What else do we got? I have to bring this up. Because, as many of you know, many times on this program, this was so funny to me yesterday. Many times on this program, I have brought the discussion up about how, in the early stages of relationships, that people don't really act like themselves. Now, I'm not saying people are totally phony. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is, in the early stages of a relationship, usually you're not living with the person. Usually they're buying everything. They're paying for dinner. They're really trying to win you over. They send flowers. They get you drinks. They pay for dinner. They'll do nice stuff for people in your family. You know, it's just the way it is in the beginning. But that doesn't last forever. So the trick is you got to get past all that. And see if you can find the real person. Now, here's the reason I'm bringing this up this morning. There's actually a term for this. Because I was talking about this to somebody yesterday, and they said, oh, you mean blah, blah, blah? And I said, well, I didn't even know it had a term. Here I've been talking about it on end for years now on the radio. I've been talking about this for 5-6 years, and it actually has a term. It's actually a thing. A scientific thing. Here's what it's called. It's called love bomb. Love bomb. L-O-V-E-B-O-M-B. That term is when in the early stages of the relationship, from 6 months to a year, that you get love bombed by the other person, that they're trying to buy your affection. And they do it with money and nice behaviors. It's called the love bomb. So I don't know if you've ever been love bombed in your life, but there you go. It's got a term, the old love bomb. Now, here's the thing. I was trying to think yesterday, have I ever love bombed anybody? And I don't think I have. Now, I have went 50-50 on dinners, and I have gotten people things, but never all the time, you know, because that's the love bomb. And when you're love bombing somebody, it's just phony. It's just phony. But I'm glad it's got a title, because I find that fascinating, because, you know, you talk about something long enough and eventually you come on it. The old love bomb. So that's what I'm going to refer to it now as. You know, they named that right, too. You know, because it's love. They're trying to buy your love, and some people think it's love, but really it's a bomb. It's going to blow up in your face eventually when you realize what it is. So have you ever been love bombed? See, and then when the love bomb is over, you're going to have to end up out on Tobias Road at the marijuana cultivating facility. That's all I have to say about that this morning. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay. You know something interesting? I was thinking of the fair last week, and I got to see a lot of people who I had not seen in quite some time, because you just don't run into a whole lot of people. And you know what everybody said who came up to me? Now, this was interesting. They all said, you look great. You look great. Now, I appreciate that, because who doesn't like to hear they look great? But, you know, every time somebody said it to me, because they said it so many times, I thought, you know, I wonder what I looked like before. You know, I must have looked like I was about to fall over or something. But I, you know, it's a very nice thing. to say you look great, because I know what people are saying. They're saying that, you know, I had a little episode last year and that, you know, I'm back on the, I don't know, amongst the living, I don't know, that I'm doing fine. But I like that when people said you're looking great, because I heard that from, I don't know, 10, 12 people last week who I saw at the fair, who I had not seen in a while. So I appreciate hearing that I look great. I don't know that I ever looked great. I don't know that I look great now, but why not? Maybe I look okay. Well, I look like I'm alive. That's what it is. I look like I'm living, and certainly last week I was moving around 15 hours of live broadcast from the Marion County Fair. All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I'll tell you something. Okay, we're going to take a phone call here. Let's see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you got to help me out there on that information you put out. Was that from the female sector only?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a very interesting question. You're talking about the love bomb?
Maybe a nosy question. Yeah, the compliments. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's fascinating because the conversation I was having yesterday was with a girl about this, and I did not know there was a term called love bomb. So when she brought that up, I was fascinated because I've been talking about this if anybody's listened to this station, I've been talking about it for 5 or 6 years. And what is fascinating is that even though, you know, we try to treat men and women more equal nowadays than maybe it used to be, that it is normally the men still who buy the dinners, who get the gifts, who send the flowers. I mean, even wouldn't you think it was weird on a first date if the girl bought the dinner or if a girl sent a guy flowers or things like that? So it's kind of interesting that it does still come from the male perspective, and girls get taken in by this, that what they're really... You know, it's just not reality. So it's unfortunate. I don't know. I find it fascinating.
Yeah, I think it's the same way it was tradition back then, because the man could get a job easier than a woman. Now women can do men's jobs without getting, just said, hey, you can't do that job. Well, the women can do that job. So there's the differential there in the society as we speak. And I realize that, traditions are traditions, but today is the society that both men and women are supposed to be created equal, as they should be in the work line.
Well, and, you know, I understand it to a certain degree, and I'm not saying there's anything necessarily even wrong with this. I just hope that the women, in this case, because it is more women, because I was talking to this woman yesterday about it, I said, you know, I hope they really keep in the back of their mind that this is not reality, that this is not, person's not a nice person. They very well could be a nice person, but nobody pays for dinner all the time. Nobody is getting gifts for the rest of your life constantly. No, it is a little bit of a show for quite a while, and the person is doing that even if it's subconscious, because they want you to like them. Why else would you be in a relationship with them? Of course they want you to like them. So yeah. It's just a non-reality. And a lot of times what happens is, when that stops, because nothing lasts forever, then the person goes, well, where's the person I first met? Well, that was the love bomb. That was the false part of them.
Oh, that is the love bomb. So I'm learning, and I'm really interested in learning the younger culture, because they're using the fingers and stuff as sign language, you know, and I learned some of that from the granddaughter and grandchildren, that the one I liked is when you took two fingers and you put them out like snake fangs, and then you put the two fingers back at your eyes. I'm watching you. That was, what does that mean? I'm watching you. You know that signal, don't you?
I have. Where they put the two fingers up to their eyes and they put it.
And then they go out towards you. I'm keeping an eye on you and this and. But I noticed on Jeopardy last night, the college kids is on there, and they took their fingers. And if You know, they put them a different one down and two up and this and that. And that is the new language in viewing. You got to be there to view that. You can't do that on radio, but you can do it on radio. And you could really mean it. If there's other people in the studio with you, they get a chuckle out of it. You know what I'm talking about. Good talking to you.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's the old love bomb that we're talking about here this morning. I don't know. I just find it funny that there's a term because, you know, you talk about something long enough and you think, well, it doesn't mean anything. Well, apparently. Have you ever been love bombed? Or have you ever love bombed somebody else? I don't know. I think that's interesting. And, you know, it does happen more to women. Now, I'm not saying it's never happened to a man, but it does happen more to women. And I don't know why that is. Even in the progressive society that we live in, I don't know why it happens more to women. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the man still feels he has to buy dinner, and the man still feels he has to send flowers. I don't know. I really don't know. But you know, just be aware that there's a little love bombing going on from time to time. You know, I'll tell you this. Here's the hard and fast rule on this. If money is a factor, it's bad. If money, if at any point what you're liking has to do with money, it's bad. Now we all need a little bit of money. I'm not saying that, but watch out for the love bomb. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. See, that's how I get these kids in here. You know, I get the kids in here and I learn all about things like the love bomb. Okay. Well, one thing I wanted to do today, because we've had many interesting conversations on this show in regard to Marian history. And I always like doing that. But you know, it's kind of hard from time to time to pick a topic. I mean, we've done Tecumseh. We've done the L&K restaurants. We've done, or LK, as people would say. We've done Smorgasbord. And we've done the Marian Power Shovel, I believe. And we've done a ton of things that have to do with Marian history. But I always enjoy doing Marian history topics, because I like learning stuff I don't know. So, this morning, I thought I would throw the phones open here and see if there's anything maybe retail or restaurant-wise that people want to talk about that has to do with Marian history. Like, you know, my favorite part of the food portion of Marian history is certainly Ross's. Which it took me a long time. I actually learned through the radio that Ross's was the name of the restaurant that I was talking about. And it was primarily a breakfast place that was on Delaware Avenue, where the CVS is now, there toward the towers. And it was just a restaurant, and it primarily dealt in breakfast, and it was open very late hours. And so I think Ross's is very interesting. Now, a lot of people get tied up in, what was the place downtown that people, Gallagher's. We did a lot of programs on Gallagher's. Apparently, which was kind of a drug store, but people hung out there. So we did a lot of shows on Gallagher's. And then we kind of touched on Henny and Cooper. Now, I'll tell you what's strange about Henny and Cooper. To me, is that Henny and Cooper was there long after most of these businesses downtown had closed. Certainly, Gallagher's was gone. Snow's Racket Store was gone by that point. But Henny and Cooper was still there, I think, into the 90s. Henny and Cooper was still down there. Now, does anybody know anything about Henny and Cooper? Now, am I right or wrong? Didn't Henny and Cooper used to have a stand inside, a lunch counter, where you could come in and have lunch and get sodas and milkshakes and things like that? And also, wasn't Henny and Cooper primarily a pharmacy, a drugstore? But they sold a lot of odds and ends. And does anybody know who Henny and Cooper was? I never met Henny or Cooper. Who were people? And was it always in that location, downtown, where it was in the 80s and 90s? Does anybody have any location on the old Henny and Cooper restaurant from downtown? Well, I guess it wasn't a restaurant. It was a pharmacy. I don't even know what you call it. Was it a department store? Was it a pharmacy? What was the old Henny and Cooper downtown? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. I think they would have probably called it a pharmacy. I think that's probably what the primary business there was. But nobody ever talks a whole lot about Henny and Cooper, and I don't know why. I always hear about the Gallaghers. I always hear about Snow's Racket Store. I always hear about all that, but Henny and Cooper never gets talked about a lot. And it was there longer than any other business downtown. It outlasted them all. And I also wonder why. Why did it outlast them all? Why was it there so much longer than all the rest? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I can remember that real well. That's where you walked in from one street, and you could go out the back door to the where now is the parking lot there. And, yeah, that was a pharmacy. I was in and out of there a lot of times in our young married life and stuff, yeah. And so my mom and dad, they have a house they bought, and I lived in it for 2 years before I got married up on Delaware Avenue, 554 Delaware Avenue. It's an eye specialist took it over. But that was my mom and dad's house up there. And Henny and Cooper, now I can't get the two names of two separate people. I imagine that's the way it goes. But they used to live in that house. And one of the things that was in that house that my wife and I made a little fun of that we wasn't married yet. And I told mom and dad, I'm going to go upstairs to sleep in that bed because that bed was left there at that house that belonged to President Harding because it's got the labels right on the back of it, delivered to President Harding. So, however, it got there in that house from somewhere else, but they must have bought it at a sale or something like that. But, yeah, there are a lot of memories in that. And Henry Cooper, I dated the guy that was a pharmacist there, Papa. He had a sister. And I dated her in high school just a little bit there. So, yeah, well, he was one of the pharmacists there. I remember that very distinctively. So, yeah.
A lot of good memories there.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. Yeah. Memories of Henny and Cooper. You know, and I do remember there was an older lady who seemed to be there all the time running the cash register, especially toward the end of the run. Now, I don't know if she'd been there a long time. I don't know who she was. Does anybody have any memories of the old Henny and Cooper downtown? 740-751-4038. 42 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday morning, July the 11th, 2023. It just always seems to get lost in the history. There seem to be much better memories of Gallagher's and Snow's and the LK and Isley shop, of course, gets a lot of good memories. But I don't really know why Henny and Cooper gets left out of those memories, because it certainly was there an awful long time and stood the test of time. And I'm not even sure why they closed. Does anybody know why Henny and Cooper eventually closed up? Would have been in the 90s, I believe. It took an awful long time before they closed. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any memories of the old Henny and Cooper Pharmacy in downtown Marion? But I do believe at one point they did have a snack counter where people could come in and eat. I think it was just things like sandwiches, maybe chips, drinks, milkshakes. Does anybody remember that? Does anybody remember a counter in there? And you know, the other things downtown, why do you think it is that this Gallagher's drugstore has so many fond memories? Why is it that Snow's Racket Store, now I've heard that Snow's Racket Store used to have everything, that if you needed something, you could go in there and get it. Now, maybe that's why they have a lot of fond memories. I really don't know. Does anybody know why those particular places were remembered so well? And Henny and Cooper kind of is not remembered in that way. And we've all heard the story of Isley's over the years that we've been doing this show about if you got, what, a pink Klondike, you would get a Klondike for free. Of course, that is a long-running story that deals with certainly the Isley shop downtown. And apparently there were a couple of those. And then, of course, we had the Isley shop out here on Mount Vernon Avenue, the last one, that closed up. But if anybody's got any memories of any of these places, or really anything to do with old businesses here in Marion, give us a buzz. 0751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Businesses of yesteryear. What do you remember from the downtown Marion area? What do you remember as being the big draws? You know, somebody the other day was asking me about the Grand Opera House. Well, you know, that's next to the Elks there, but that's not the Grand Opera House. The Opera House burned many, many years ago, and all that was left was the front of the building, and they just rebuilt the back of the building. And then it became a theater. And I can't remember what the theater was called. It was not called the Grand Opera House anymore. It was called something else. But we all learned from the newspaper a few years ago that the curtain still is in there and some of the seats are still in there. And it's kind of a mess there, but I don't think anybody ever did anything with that. I don't think there was ever any real progress made on the old Grand Opera House downtown. But think about that stuff, and if you have anything to add, give me a caller. Give me a call here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, let's see here. When it comes to Family Feud, well, this is interesting. Let's see here. Okay, well, this is a new Family Feud question that we have not had. I feel we finished our one Family Feud question up yesterday. Yeah, I think we did. Okay, so let's go to this one. This is an interesting question. We have about 14 minutes left in the broadcast here. Okay, let's take the phone call, then we'll come back here and do the Family Feud. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that was the Ohio Theater. If nobody else is calling, I'll answer a few questions. Yes, the Ohio Theater, it was there in 62 when we got married, because Bill and I went to the theater there, the Ohio Theater there, where you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of people think that was the Grand Opera House, but that was just the front of the building that was left.
I don't know nothing about past history, and that relate how far it went back. A lot of stuff that we're talking about, Henny and Cooper's, I don't know when that was established. There has to be an established date of Henny and Cooper's, and all the rest of the things you mentioned there just a little bit ago, that, yeah, they just wasn't there during our married or our young childhood. They had to be there ahead of our time, so 81 years old. So I know there's people out there listening that's our age, maybe not, or maybe aren't listening, but there's plenty in Marion that surely was in and out of that many at times like we were, so... Yeah, those all those old times, I remember them, and I vaguely remember a little counter in there, and I'm pretty sure it was, but I can't honestly say, because didn't have any money to go up there and sit at a counter and get a sandwich or a bowl of soup or something at that time, and just didn't spend money in those locales. But like J.C. Penney's down there where the county building is, I mean, they had counters in there, I believe, there, and you could eat in there. There was a lot of little places all down West Center Street and around there. You could always get something to eat. Yeah, a little something there. And the actually sitting out there on close to East Center Street in Greenwood that had revolving doors in it. You could be, that was about the only place in town you get what you call a skyscraper in a cone. That was the trick when you go in there and try to carry out two or three skyscrapers and that revolving door, it hits you in the butt and all at once, there, ka-plunk, there's your skyscraper laying on the floor there. Okay, Scott.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Yep, that was, see, it's all interesting. And then we go up North Main Street and we talk about the Red Apple Restaurant and things like that. There's a lot of history there. A lot of it gets swept under the rug, you know, like the whole elephant issue. Did the elephant get killed? Was it buried? There's a lot of that. But our for those of you who are out there who enjoy the Family Feud, we've got 49 minutes past the hour here, about 11 minutes left in the broadcast. I guess we never did find out if Marilyn Meskey's buried in Marion or not. But here's the six answers. Well, there are six answers to this question. Name a job where employees must get tired arms. That's the category. Six big answers. Name a job where employees must get tired arms. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a job where employees must get tired arms. Wear out their arms. Now, I'm looking at all six of these answers here, and pretty much I would have to say that all of these answers have to do with tired arms. Go ahead, caller.
In honor of the All-Star game, I would say baseball players. That's probably not there. That's too intellectual for these people.
Yeah, no baseball players.
But wouldn't like Nolan Ryan or Randy Johnson or Paul O'Neill, you know, being a Columbus person, great defensive outfielder, you got a tired arm after throwing all those baseballs all that distance?
I would think that would wear you out.
And, in Athens, Ohio, we have, of course, the quarterback of the Bengals, Joe Burrow. I'm sure his arm gets tired after throwing all those touchdown passes, wouldn't you think?
I would think any sport, it probably will wear you out.
I thought I'd give a good answer, but I guess it's not there.
All right. No sports on this particular list. The category, name a job where employees must get tired arms. Six answers on the list here today, 51 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a job where employees must get tired arms. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a trash collector, a garbage man.
Garbage man? Let's see here. No garbage man on the list.
You got to be kidding me.
I know. Can you imagine?
Yeah, because they're all the time picking up stuff. People really don't put it in trash bags. They have to pick it up. Okay.
Thanks.
No garbage man on this particular list. Name a job where employees get tired arms. A job where employees get tired arms. Six big answers. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Waitress.
Food server, number six on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Food server shows up at number six on the list here today. Number six of six. See, to heat up the phones, all you got to do is start playing the Family Feud. That heats them up.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say a delivery person.
Let's see. Well, yeah, parcel delivery, mail person. Yep, that's number
three. Yeah, like UPS and stuff, yeah.
Three on the list.
So we've got mail delivery is number three on the list, and food server is number six on the list. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about somebody like assembly worker, manufacturer, you know what I mean, on the line?
Right. No assembly workers on the list.
No assembly workers on the list here today. Name a job where employees must get tired arms. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
You ready, Scott? This is the penultimate answer, better than my last answer.
Okay.
It probably won't be there, but you got to love this answer. It has a local flavor. In honor of our dear friend Mary Ellen Withrow, who has signed the most dollar bills of anybody in history, I would say U.S. Treasurer. Because, you know, originally, back in the olden days, the treasurers, as you know, signed the dollar bills one by one. It wasn't a reprinted signature. So I'm sure that back 200 years ago, the U.S. Treasurer's arm was very tired from signing all those dollar bills. And dear Mary Ellen, all the autographs that she signed, including for yours truly, her arm must be kind of tired.
Well, that could be not on the list, but certainly a local flavor guess.
The penultimate local answer, though?
That's good. That's, yes, on the local level.
I thought garbage man or, you know, garbage person, because there are female garbage people. That was a good answer. I mean, it's a lot of work, you know, lifting those 50-pound garbage cans and putting them in the truck. That was an excellent answer.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Okay. See you later.
All right. Delivery person is on the list at number 3. And food servers down there at number 6. But we still have 4 answers left. Name a job where employees must get tired arms. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Okay, how about somebody that picks fruit, like an apple picker? Somebody farming, you know what I mean.
Right.
That picks strawberries, all that stuff.
Yep, not on the list.
Okay.
Nobody out in the fields on this particular list. Name a job where employees must get tired arms. We've got package delivery, mail person, number 3. Food server, number 6 on the list.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say, how about a mother? Baby.
no mothers on the list.
No mothers on the list here today. Name a job where employees must get tired arms. Mail person, parcel deliveries, number 3 on the list. And food server, number 6 on the list. But still 4 answers to go. Does anybody know the 4 answers in our final 5 minutes today? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
How about somebody that stocks groceries, like a stalker in a store?
No grocery stalkers on the list.
No grocery stalkers on this particular list here today. Name a job where employees must get tired arms.
Go ahead, caller.
How about beautician?
Yes. Barber. Yes. Hairdresser, number 4 on the list. You got it.
Thank you.
Hairdresser shows up at number 4 on the list here today. Hairdresser, number 4. Name a job where employees must get tired arms.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a construction worker?
Construction worker, number 1 on the list.
Construction worker shows up at number 1 on the list here today. So now we've got construction worker, delivery person, hairdresser, food server. Still 2 left to go with 3 minutes left in the broadcast. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a job where employees must get tired arms.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a painter?
No painters on the list.
No painters on the list here today. Name a job where employees must get tired arms. Construction worker, mail person, hairdresser, food server. Still 2 answers left on the list today. Who's going to get them? 3 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 2 answers left to go. It's number 2. And number 5 on the list, 740-751-4038. 2-minute warning we're at here. Name a job where employees must get tired arms.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a custodian?
No custodian, but a good guess.
No custodian on the list here, but not a bad guess. Name a job where employees must get tired arms. Construction worker, mail person, hairdresser, food server. Still two answers left to go. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's say a mechanic.
No mechanics on the list.
No mechanics make the list here today. Name a job where employees must get tired arms. And we're down to the final minute. Construction worker, mail delivery, hairdresser, food server. Two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
About an athlete or a baseball pitcher?
No athletes on the list. Good guess.
No athletes on the list today, but not a bad guess, and we're down to 10 seconds, so we're going to have to finish this tomorrow on the program. Thank you for listening today, and I'll be back tomorrow morning for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, Marvin there, he doesn't seem to like you very much.
It's all an act. It's not an act. It's a bigger act.